purpose of their prayers, of course, it's clear. But they used to pray. Is that how we determine who is right and who is wrong? Just because we find some people are praying and fasting? And even Muawiyah was the Imam al-Jumu'ah in Damascus. That's not the criteria. The criteria to judge, which wali do you follow? Whose walayat do you believe in? Are you supportive of the any taghut government on earth? Or you are ready to bow down before the walayat of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam today? We remember Imam Khomeini for several reasons, for several services. Some people come up and say, Maulana, why do you talk about Imam Khomeini so much? Why do you? I said to him, well, if you had given the hukum for Salman Rushdie before him, I would have been talking about you. I have no relation with Imam Khomeini. I'm not paid. I don't want to be paid. That's my faith. I have to support it. It's nothing to do with Iran. It's not a matter of nationalism. It's a matter of my faith. The deputy of Imam Mahdi. It's a matter of my faith. It's a matter of walayat of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. If you have given the hukum about Salman Rushdie before him, I would have been talking about you. And, you know, we were all quiet. Although we claim that we are very religious people, very, very big moments, but we were quiet on the insult of Prophet. And we still think we were moments. That's sad. That's evil. How can we face the Holy Prophet? How can we face Imam Mahdi alayhi salam? How can? And he said in his hukum, Abu Shtahid, you know, starts his hukum with Bismillah Rahman Rahim usually, but he did not start with Bismillah Rahman Rahim. He started it with Inna Lillah wa Inna Ilayhi Raji'un. And he did not address to all the Muslims. He had basirat. He knew the situation. There are lots of people who are ready to compromise and sell their values for pennies. And they are even not ready, they are not going to get those pennies. Because risk is in the hands of Allah. No matter how much you compromise, you cannot get a single penny more than what is muqaddar for you. And that much you can get without compromising. That's the beauty of it. So there are some people who are, you better, you know, there are some people who intentionally oppose the walayat today. I say to them, you better get a salary from Mossad, please. You have nothing to show before God tomorrow. You better get a salary today. Make your dunya at least. So that you don't be khasarat dunya wal akhirah. Because no one can get nothing by messing up with the walayat of Ahlul Bayt and Quran and accepting the taghut. We think we can take both. We can accept. See, we are Shias. We have values, alhamdulillah. We are not any other sect or religion that even Muawiyah is radiallahu anhu and Ali is also radiallahu anhu. No. Even Qasil is also good and Maqtul is also good. Zalim is also good and Mazlum is also good. No, we are not like that. We are Shias. A Shia is someone who is able to distinguish between haq and batil today. But Imam Hussain al-Islam was on haq and Yazid was on batil. He's a Shia. What sort of Shias these people are who are unable to distinguish between a tahut and the walayat of an adil person who is a mujtahid? Someone who has taqwa, Quran says, يَجْعَلْ لَهُ فُرْقَانًا يَجْعَلْ لَهُ فُرْقَانًا. If you have taqwa, Allah provides furqan to you. What is Furqan? The power to distinguish haq from batil. Why we are unable to distinguish and we make mistakes, blunders, we make blunders in our life and sell out our faith in sometimes because we don't have taqwa. No matter what we claim, we don't have. Let's confess. Groups of Muslims, they don't ask, is it a Shia house or a Sunni house? All they ask, is it a Muslim house? So all he was focusing so much in his speeches, it's a matter of Islam and Kufr today. You need to open your eyes. We can settle our differences later on. We can always enter into a healthy scholarly debate with the Sunni brothers anytime. Why our scholars say that Imam Ali and Imam Hassan, Imam Hussein, although they never participated in any of the battles fought by Hazrat Umar, but our scholars and muhakkikin say, if the Roman Empire had attacked the government of Umar ibn al-Khattab, Imam Ali would have supported him. Why our scholars say that? We need to understand. So it's a political ittihad against a common enemy. See, Islam is one straight path. We don't have multiple options. Whenever we get to realize, the path is the same. Imam Ali alayhi salam has said in Nahj al-Balagha, Al-Aqilu man itta'adha bighayrihi. And he said that, Awwalu ra'yi al-aqil, akhiru ra'yi al-jahil. The first opinion of an aqil, an intellectual person in the Islamic sense, the first opinion of the aqil is the last opinion of the jahil. So jahil will get back, has to get back to the same opinion of the aqil person that aqil said in the first day. Because Sirat al-Mustaqim is one. There can only be one line connecting A and B. So everybody is not okay. We don't believe in pluralism. That's the pure Muhammadan Islam that he used to say we took from the hands of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Unchanged in its values and principles. 11 of the Masumeen gave blood. What to talk of the hundreds of millions of other shuhada who are all respectable. So we have to get back to the same path. So we remember him because he started the Bara'at of Mushrikeen. The procession of Bara'at from the Mushrik people at the occasion of Hajj. If you had started, if somebody else had started that before Imam Khomeini, we would have been talking about him. It's not a matter of any relation to Imam Khomeini. It's a matter of service. Because Bara'at from Mushrikeen is the sunnah of the Holy Prophet. He took back the surah of Bara'at from Abu Bakr ibn Abi Qahafa and gave it to Imam Ali alayhi salam, and Imam Ali recited the surah of Bara'at in front of the Mushrikeen. So this is the sunnah of the Prophet and sunnah of Imam Ali. Why have we made the sunnah of Prophet and Imam Ali dead? And we consider ourselves to be muttaqi and muhib of Ahlul Bayt? So we remember him because we made the sunnah of Imam Ali and sunnah of the Holy Prophet alive, that we made dead. He started the Bara'at of Mushrikeen protest and he said, our Hajj is not considered to be Hajj if you do not protest against the zulm of Mushrikeen today. This is Islam. Whether somebody likes it or not, that's how the teachings of Ahlul Bayt are. That's why we remember him. The bigger aspect, brothers and sisters, and I'm coming close to the end, the bigger aspect, in fact the biggest aspect of his personality was that he was Ahlul Irfan. He was Ahlul Ma'rifah. He had the Ma'rifah. The biggest aspect of his personality was his Ma'rifah. Revolution is one of his services, not the biggest. He had the ma'rifat. So he never bent. He never bent. He was Ahlul Itminan and Yaqeen, which is the highest level of sair and suluk towards Allah. As-sair wa suluk ila Allah. And the levels of Al-Asfar al-Arba'ah, the four travels of the soul that we have in our Ilm al-Irfan. So the highest level of Ilm al-Irfan is Marhalatul Itminan wal Yaqeen. He was so great because he belonged to the level of Itminan and Yaqeen. When you have Yaqeen in everything that you believe and everything that you do, and that's what he said, I do not repent on any action that I have done in the past. It's a very big sentence. And he wrote in his final wasiyyat that Badili Aram wa Qalbi Mutmain wa Ruhi Shad. I am leaving this world with a qalb which is mutmain. That's the highest level of Irfan. So everyone else in the world have to bend and change. Those who belong to Yaqeen, they never need to change because they have Yaqeen. If you think there's a fire here, will you put your finger into the fire? You are seeing it. You would never do so. Those who are sitting here, who are not seeing the fire, they may be putting their hand in the fire because they don't see it. They don't have Yaqeen about it. Someone who has Yaqeen will never change his policy. Never. He should not. Because he has Yaqeen. The least given ni'mat of God to the humanity is Yaqeen. There's nothing lesser than Yaqeen found on earth. So he was Ahlul Yaqeen. And he was Ahlul Irfan. You know Ayatullah al-Uzma Araki, whose laqab is Shaykh al-Fuqaha wal-Mujtahideen, the teacher of Fuqaha and the teacher of Mujtahideen. He was the teacher of Imam Khomeini as well, 104 years of age. He used to come from Qom to see his student Imam Khomeini. Although he used to walk like this, Ayatollah Araki used to walk like this, 104 years. He used to come from Qom to see his student Imam Khomeini, and he used to say, address him, As-salamu alayka yabna Rasulillah. My salam to you, O the son of the Prophet. Remember what I said in the beginning, innama ya'rifu zalfadl min an-nasi zabuhu. Sahiban-e-fazilat ko sahiban-e-fazilat pehchante hain. Those who themselves don't have fazilat, they cannot, even if they wish, they cannot understand. They will always object. No matter what you say, they will object. They cannot. Because they don't have fazilat in their taharat in their soul. As-salamu alayka yabna Rasulullah. He used to say like this. And we find that he used to say, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the blessing that Imam Mahdi alayhi salam appears in our time, and we can present this small service to the Imam of our time, that Yabna Rasulullah, you are going to establish adl on the whole world. See, we did a little service of the similar kind in one part of the world. So this is our hadiyah to you. This is your government. And he used to say that Mashhad is the capital of our government. Imam Rida alayhi salam, that is the capital of our government. The Irfan and love of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, and the love of Quran and love of Allah, which is all one and the same thing. So he was Ahle Irfan and Ahle Itminan. That's why he should never change his policies. All the rest of the world should change. And he was Ahle Basirat about the religion. the true insight about the Islamic affairs. It's very important. There are so many people who lack basirat in their lives. And he has basirat in his fiqh as well. And another greater service of his, greater than the revolution, is that he made a revolution in the Hausa. He made a revolution inside the Hausa about the way of thinking towards and way of our approach towards understanding of Quran and the Hadith. He made a revolution in the way of thinking. I don't have time to give you examples. That's a bigger khidmat and service than the physical revolution. So, our scholars before Imam Khomeini, our mujtahids used to say, may Allah have rahmat on all of them. They used to say in their fatwa that if you dig up a treasure in your backyard, for example, if somebody digs up a well living in Bandar Abbas, for example, he digs up his backyard, he founds a well of oil. According to the fatwa of our previous mujtahids, you just give the khums out of that treasure or that well of oil, all the rest is yours. What Imam Khomeini said, this is one of the small examples of the revolution in fiqh and hausa that I was talking about. He said, the entire well belongs to the Baitul Mal of Muslimin. Not yours. I wish I had time to elaborate on that. So he had... So our scholars had said you can cut as many trees as you want. Previous scholars. He said, it's not allowed. It's not allowed to go and cut a jungle. No. So zaman and makan, time and place has everything to do with our fiqh. And as we move on, the time moves on. And different status is assigned to the places. The hukm also changes according to zaman and makan, time and place. That is the change of the way of the approach towards the fiqh. And we remember him because he issued the hukm for Quds. If somebody else has given the hukm about Baitul Muqaddas before him, we would have been talking about him. We have no relation to Imam Khomeini. It's the service that he did to Ahlul Bayt and Quran. My question to you, forget about politics and everything else. Just put it aside for a while. Is it allowed in the fiqh of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam that you can you surrender, can you give your mosque to a kafir? Is it okay in the fiqh of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam that a kafir can come and occupy your mosque and we stay idle and do nothing and do not protest? Is it okay? You know, some time ago, the government of Poland discovered a graveyard in Poland. And the government planned to install crosses on all those graves. And the government of Israel started protesting officially to the government of Poland that you are not supposed to put crosses on these graves. Because maybe there were some Jews also who were killed and maybe they were buried in those graveyards as well. So you are decreasing our mazlumiyat before the world. And then we come up and say, Maulana, why aren't the Muslims oppressed? Because talk is cheap, all we want to do is to complain against Imam Khomeini and the Wali-e-Faqih, and we still think that we are the best Mu'mins. That's the biggest service we are doing in supporting the Tawhid governments of today. And we think we are Muttaqi. Just because we take the name and we pray. We cannot fool Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. Time is short, brothers and sisters. Quran has already announced. Time is very short. We have to be ready. لَقَدْ بَعَثْنَا فِي كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ رَسُولًا أَنِعْبُدُ اللَّهَ وَاسْتَنِبُ الطَّاغُوتِ. You can never combine You can never combine taqwiyat of tahut. Even if you pick up a small paper pen and put on the table of a zalim, it's the biggest, one of the biggest harams in our sharia. That is called taqwiyat of a zalim. Even if you hand over a pen into the hand of a zalim to write something, that is taqwiyat of zalim. Anything you may imagine, the slightest, minutest things, anything and everything you may do towards a zalim, even if you have good sympathy or soft corner towards a zalim, you are out of Islam. Because Imam Ali and zulm can never combine. So someone who supports the zulm, he is with the zalim. He cannot combine with Imam Ali and will not be resurrected in the zumrah of Imam Ali al Islam. Never! Because God is adil. Remember the story of Imam Qadim al Islam, what he said to, you know, Safwan ibn Mahran al-Jammal, who rented his camels to Harun. And he said that, Mawla, I did not rent my camels to for Harun to do a haram thing. Very common thinking, common way of thinking, simple way of thinking. A lot of people in our communities have the same kind of thinking, simple way of thinking. Mawla, I did not rent my camels like we have rent a car today. I didn't rent my camel to Harun al-Rashid for doing a haram thing. I rented my camels to him so that he was going for Hajj. He can go for Hajj. Imam said, أَتُحِبُّ بَقَاءَهُ حَتَّى يُخْرِجَ كِرَاءَكَ. Forget about all what you are explaining. What was the purpose here? He was doing Hajj or he was doing... Keep it aside. First answer to this question, in other words, that do you have in your heart the wish that may Allah brings Harun safely back so that he can give the rent to you? Do you have that wish in your heart? Sure, he said. That's why I rented my camels. Of course I wish him to remain alive for that much period of time so that he comes back safely and he pays me back the money he owes me. Imam said, "Man ahabba baqa'ahum kana minhum, wa man kana minhum kana warad an-nar." Whosoever loves their baqa' is among them, and whosoever is among them kana warad an-nar. He entered into the hellfire. So the person who supports the taghut, straight away he is in the hellfire. If Imam Mahdi al-Islam is present here, he can see the person supporting the Tawhut ruler of his time burning in the fire right now. Because Quran is not a liar. We cannot see those people supporting Tawhut burning in the hellfire because we have hijabat, according to Ilm al-Irfan. We have hijabat, curtains before our eyes that block us to see the realities, hidden realities of the universe, because لِكُلَّ ظَاهِرٍ بَاطِن. Every zahir has a batin. The zahir is this alamul mulk, alamul madda. The batin is alamul malakut. Zahir is this dunya, and the batin of dunya is akhirat. So those who are ahlul yaqeen, they see the things the way they are, the realities, the batin of the things. And I have a hadith here before I finish my speech, and that is narrated in Tafsir al-Mizan, volume 8, page 94, where Allama Tabatabai is narrating it from Tafsir al-Ayyashi, and the Ravi is Muhammad ibn Mansur. Sa'altu abdan salihan. Muhammad ibn Mansur says, I asked Abd-Salih. Abd-Salih is one of the titles of Imam Qazim alayhi salam. Whenever in a narration you find the word abdan salihan or abdun salih, it means, even if it doesn't say the name of Imam Qazim, it means Imam Qazim. That's the title of Imam Qazim alayhi salam. So Muhammad ibn Mansur says that Sa'altu abdan salihan, I asked Imam Qazim alayhi salam an qawlillahi azza wa jal, about the call of Allah, the ayat of Quran, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said that innama harrama rabbi al-fawahish ma zahara minha wa ma batan. My Lord has made fawahish haram on you, all the ma'asi and qaba'ih, all the evil and haram things. Allah has made the fawahish haram, ma zahra minha wa ma batan. Those fawahish, those haram things which are zahiri, and those haram things which are batini, both are made haram by Allah. I asked Imam Kazim alayhi salam about this verse of Holy Quran, and you know, the zahiri haram things, we know, ribat is haram, lying kizb is haram, tuhmat is haram, you know, we know those zahiri things which are very clear on us. What is the meaning of this verse in the real sense, and what is the meaning of batini haram things? And Imam Kazim alayhi salam said to me, inna lil Qur'an zahran wa batnan. Quran has a zahir and has a batin. Quran has an apparent face and a hidden face behind it. And in some of the ahadith we find, in wale batnihi batnun ila sab'ate abtun. And Quran has several hidden meanings, up till seven. Seven hidden meanings, one after the other. And my teacher, Ayatullah Jawabi, Hafizahullah, was saying, if those seven meanings were not different from each other, if there was no reason for Imam Kazim alayhi salam to say that there are seven meanings. So that means they are different from each other. That's why he's saying seven. Otherwise he would have said one. So there's a zahir of Quran, apparent face of Quran, and the batin of Quran, hidden meanings of Quran. Every ayat has an apparent meaning and a hidden meaning. And then Imam Kazim said to me, فَأَمَّا مَا حُرَّمَ بِهِ فِي الْكِتَابِ هُوَ فِي الظَّاهِرِ. All what is made haram by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in other words, Allah has announced, this is haram, this is haram, whatever Allah announced to be haram, this is the zahir. Like I was talking to you, you know, drinking alcohol is haram, gambling is haram, it's there in the Holy Quran. All what Allah has talked about openly, it's there, that's the zahir, and that is, you know, whatever is made haram in the book, that is the zahir. وَالْبَاطِنُ مِنْ ذَلِكَ أَئِمَّةُ الْجَارِ. And the batin of all those haram things mentioned in the zahir of Quran are the rulers of zulm. They are the batin of all the harams of Allah. All the harams which are committed on earth and which have been committed on earth and which will be committed on earth is because of the zalim rulers. That's the batin of those harams. So Imam Kazim alayhi salam said that all what Allah made haram in the book, that is the zahir. Wal batinu min zalika a'immatul jahr. Every haram is there because of them. They are the obstacle in the way of removing these harams of Allah, and not allow those who want to install justice, they are not allowing those to install. And then Imam said, وَجَمِيعُ مَا أُحِلَّ فِي الْكِتَابِ. And all those things that Allah has made halal, وَجَمِيعُ مَا أُحِلَّ فِي الْكِتَابِ هُوَ فِي الظَّاهِرِ وَالْبَاطِنُ مِنْ ذَلِكَ أَئِمَّةُ الْحَقِّ. All those things which are made halal, zahiran, in the Holy Quran, that's the zahir of Quran. And the batin of all the halal things is the أَئِمَّةُ الْحَقِّ, the leaders of haq. It's because of them, we understand, in the light of hadith, it's because of the leaders of haq that all the rulings of Allah are installed in the society. So we find Imam Ali saying that فَاِلُ الْخَيْرِ خَيْرٌ مِّنْهُ فَاِلُ الشَّرِّ شَرٌ مِّنْهُ. What a great statement of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Although all his statements are great, I enjoy this statement whenever I read it. Because Imam Ali is saying that فَاِلُ الْخَيْرِ خَيْرٌ مِّنْهُ, the doer of khair is better than the khair itself. The doer of the prayers is superior to the prayers itself. The doer of the fasting is superior to the psalm itself. The doer of the hajj in the real sense is superior to the hajj itself. The doer of jihad is superior to the law of jihad itself, to the jihad itself. فَاِلُ الْخَيْرَ خَيْرٌ مِّنْهُ. And remember, Quran never talks about, in the entire Quran, sallu, go pray. No. Quran doesn't say sallu. Aqimu salata. Install the prayers. There is a big difference between praying yourself, which is never said in the Holy Quran. Entire Quran, Allah never said, Sallu, go pray yourself. Aqimu salata. Install the prayers. But we still consider politics to be separate from the religion. How can we install the prayers? Imam Mahdi will come and appear in Mecca, and he will keep on sending faxes to the Security Council of the United Nations in New York. Please liberate the Baitul Muqaddas for us. Please do so. That's how we think Imam Mahdi would behave, without involving into the politics. Because we don't do our political duties and social duties. And we still consider to be muttaqi. In fact, we are supporting the Tawud for the sake of dunya. And then we claim to be loving Ahlul Bayt who never supported Tawuds. This is the hypocrisy. And that's why Islam is suffering. So, Imam had said in one of the statements which I want to narrate, Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi has said that consider the short life in this world as insignificant. Consider the short life in this world as insignificant. Remember what I told you once, I guess sometimes I don't remember because I travel a lot to different countries and states. So I think I have told you, it's not a bad idea to repeat it, once that the Holy Prophet was passing by and he found a mad person, a majnoon, pagal, divana, majnoon, mad person. The riwayat says, Prophet asked, Ma lahu, what's the matter with this person? And somebody replied, one of the ashab replied, Ya Rasulullah, innahu majnoonun. This guy is mad, he's majnoon. You know what Prophet said? This is hikmat, brothers and sisters. This is hikmat. This is noor. These statements are noor. I can challenge this hadith alone can change our entire life. If we just remember this one statement of the Holy Prophet for the rest of our lives, we will become successful. You know what Prophet said when he responded him that this person is majnoon? Prophet said, Bal huwa musabun. This person is affected. That means in other words, don't say he's mad. And then he said, إِنَّمَا الْمَجْنُونَ مَنْ أَثَرَ الدُّنْيَا عَلَى الْآخِرَةِ. Majnoon is the person who gives preference and priority to dunya over akhirat. He is the majnoon. We think this person is the majnoon? Well, he is affected. Something must be gone wrong to him, his health, so he became affected. So don't say he is majnoon. Majnoon is someone who gives priority to dunya over akhirat. He is majnoon. So all what these compromises going on in front of our eyes, brothers and sisters, is for the sake of dunya. And the beauty of God is that these guys are not going to get the dunya. And they will only get what is muqaddar, and that much they can get without compromising. So let them sell out their faith. They think they are intellectuals. We grab a couple of degrees from the Western universities and we think we are very much intellectual. We can challenge the law of Quran, challenge the fatwas and hukums of mujtahids in the name of intellectualism. Because we are so much intellectual to able enough to challenge the law of the creator of intellect. These are the most stupid people on earth who are supporting the Tawhids. No matter what they claim, we don't care about the claims of the people. So, you know, what Imam Khomeini said, consider the short life in this world as insignificant. Do not attach any value to its pleasures, mixed as they are with sorrows. Every pleasure, our ulama al-kalam, ulama of our aqeedah, say, dunya is not the place of jaza. Positive jaza or negative jaza. It's not a place. You can't reward anybody fully, and you cannot punish anybody fully in this world. A person like Saddam, For example, like Ariel Sharon, killing so many.
How can you punish these people? You can only kill Saddam once. You cannot kill him twice. That's not the full punishment. Our ulama-ul-kalam, scholars of our aqidah, have already talked about this matter in detail. Dunya is not the darul jaza. That's one of the logical reasons why we need akhirat. Logically we need akhirat, because you cannot give no reward fully and no punishment fully in this world, because this is the nature how this world is. It is not the darul jaza. What? You remember what Imam Sajjad has said? You know, Imam Sadiq said, Shibram min ad-dunya khairum, shibram min al-jannah khairum min ad-dunya wa ma fiha. One hand span of paradise is superior, is better than this whole dunya and all what is in it. Can you give the reward of a mu'min who is muttaqi, supporting the walayat of Imam Mahdi today, in this world? Not. You cannot even think of his reward. Because Imam Sajjad said, لَوْ كَانَتِ الدُّنْيَا لُقْمَةً وَاحِدًا. If the whole dunya is one luqma, one loaf of food. And أَكَلَهَا الْمُؤْمِنُ أَوْ مُؤْمِنٌ. مَضْمُونُ الرِّوَايَا is like this. And one mu'min eats that luqma. The whole dunya, let's suppose, in philosophy we say, you can suppose anything, you can even suppose the impossibles. فَرْضُ الْمُحَالِ لَيْسَ بِمُحَالِ. You can even suppose the impossibles. So, let's suppose that the whole dunya is one luqma. So Imam Sajjad al-Islam says, if the whole dunya is a luqma, and a mu'min eats the luqma and says, Alhamdulillah. Kana qawluhu, his statement, Alhamdulillah, quote unquote, is superior than the whole dunya. Can you give jaza to a mu'min in this world? No. And you cannot even give sada. Punishment. We need akhirat for that. And every pleasure of this world is coupled with one or more sorrows. And every sorrow of this world is coupled with one or more pleasures as well. Inna ma'al usri yusra. That's how the world is. So, what he said, Imam Khomeini, rahmatullah alayhi, do not attach any value to its pleasures. Mixed as they are with sorrows and pain, seek help from Allah so that He may help you in releasing yourself from its scourge and suffering, and familiarize your heart with the noble abode that lies with Him. And whatever lies with Allah is better and everlasting. So we must remember our duty, that what Imam said, rahmatullah alayh, that pushtibane walayate faqih bashid fa asibi bain mamlikat na rasal. Stay a supporter of the walayat of the faqih, so that nothing harm reaches the Islamic establishment. And that's our duty. That's what we are supposed to do. If we want to have similarity with Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, if we want to be a muntazir of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, if we want to be a supporter and follower of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, if we want to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to resurrect us along with Imam Mahdi alayhi salam and resurrect us once again, like we read in Dua Ahad, so that we can support Imam Mahdi alayhi salam for the noble cause of establishing justice in the whole world. If we want so, then we need to support the deputy. We need to do the similar job what Imam Mahdi is going to do tomorrow. Otherwise, we are asking, in other words, from Imam Mahdi to remove us as well from his way. Because then we would also be an obstacle. If we are not ready to do the similar job what is the duty of Allah and what Imam Mahdi al-Islam is doing, will do tomorrow, if you are not ready to support the same mission, then we are saying that Imam Mahdi, when he appears, because he needs to establish justice, come what may, he has to establish justice in the whole globe. And he will remove all the obstacles in the way of establishing justice. If we are supportive of his cause, fine. If we are not supportive of his cause, we are also an obstacle. Then we are asking Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, in other words, to remove us as well from your way. Because we are an obstacle, we are not ready to do our duty today. That's the concept of sinkhiyat. We need to have musanakhat and sinkhiyat with the Imam of our time. That causes qurb with the Imam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless all of us to understand and to realize and to act on the ma'arif of Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless all of us to have strong iman, so that we never compromise on our values of Quran and Ahlul Bayt. You know, iman is defined as ja'lul mu'taqad fil amn. Putting your aqeedah fil amn, in a secured place. No matter what happens on earth, nothing will happen to your faith. This is the definition of iman. Ja'lul mu'taqad fil amn. You put your aqeedah in a ma'moon place, in a protected, secured place. Whatever may happen on earth, your iman, as far as the iman is concerned, that is safe. Nothing will harm it. If that is the case, then you are a mu'min. Then you fit on the definition. May Allah make all of us with strong iman. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect our leader.